Parshas Vayi, we're already thinking about the Yomim Aron. See Rosh Hashanah in the distance, Chodesh Elul is upon us. And a few dikdukim in this first pasuk in Mitzvah Shem, which will hopefully take us to where we want to go. To those days, to the Shofar, to Tshuva, those Inyanim. Try to understand a little bit what Malchus is and the Avodas Hayom in Rosh Hashanah. How to be Zeicha B'din in Rosh Hashanah, big question. So the questions that the Mefarshim deal with on the first pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. A couple of dikdukim. Of course, the first one is Re'eh, is to see. What is Moshe showing them? What is to be seen? Anoichi noisim lefneichem, one of the big questions on this is, Moshe is talking b'lashon yachid, saying, Re'eh, see. Anoichi noisim lefneichem, which is plural. So are you going to be in the singular, or are you going to be in the plural? What's re'ei lefneichem? Is it either re'u lefneichem or re'ei lefanecha? And then, of course, the question of hayoyim. What is this day? Do we even know what that day was in the Jewish calendar that Moshe is talking about? He says, see this day that we should remember it. What's the hayoyim of this bracha? Bracha uklala. Another question. Rosh Hashanah dika question. Is, we're all familiar with the fact, Chazal tell us, the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, everybody is oivin lefnanuf kivnei marai. Like bnei marai. So the Gemara asks, my bnei marai. The Gemara gives various answers to what it means to pass before Hashem and Rosh Hashanah like bnei marai. One answer the Gemara gives is kivnei amarna, like sheep. And of course the question is, like humans are like sheep, so how does that help us? Now that we have a visual of we're passing in front of Hashem Yisrach like sheep, also now we understand how to come before Hashem Hashem. Another question, and we'll see the relevance a little bit later. Isaiah tells us that after the favor that the Isha HaShunamis had done for Elisha, Elisha says to the Isha HaShunamis, I want to pay you back. Haladabalach esmei ha-melech, should I speak to the king on your behalf? Haladabalach esmei ha-tzar tzava, should I speak to the general? So she says, thank you, but no thank you. Ami, I sit amongst my people. And the question is that she didn't ask for anything in return. She just says, B'seich Ami, Anechi Yashavis. But she rejects the favor completely. She doesn't want to be spoken to the king or to the general on behalf of Elisha Hanavi. So that needs an explanation as well, of course. When we speak about Yom HaDin and the Schus, how to come before Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have a very big misconception. This is a very much talked about in the Sfarim HaKdoshim. The fact that although Chazal mentioned the Sifrei Tzadikim, the Sifrei Rishayim, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, the person is working very hard to be a tzaddik by the time he comes to Hashanah. But there's a truth which stares us in the face. Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelet, ki adam ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tayv le'yachdeh. Is it possible to be a true tzaddik that the person can come before Kadosh Baruch Hu and not have any aveiros? You'll tell me, okay, I don't have to come before Hashanah without having any aveiros. Just to have more mitzvahs than aveiros, I could be have the roof and I could be a tzaddik. But it's very difficult for us to achieve tzitzis, to be very righteous. One of the eights that Chazal give us, the time to speak about, is the koyach of the tzivut, the koyach of the klal. Now, on the one hand, each person is a prat, he's a yachid, but he's part of a klal. And there's something very spectacular, very unique about the idea of Klai Yisrael, which makes it different than any other nation, because when we became a nation by Har Sinai, and Hashem said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, to each and every Jew, that word Anoichi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, Chazal tell us, it entered into the hearts of every Jew, and he received his neshama with that Anoichi. Hashem Yisbarach gave himself to his people. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos says, that Anechi is not just a word, it's also Rosh HaTevis. Ana Nafshi Kasas Yehavis, I wrote myself and I gave it over to Klai Yisrael. Hashem gave himself over to Klai Yisrael. That there's a piece of Havaya, Chelek HaLakam Yimal, within each and every one of us. Therefore, our nationhood is not because we have a common belief. That there's an Akud of Elokis, which we each share, so no matter where Jew is in the world, there's a Heichel in Shemayim called Kol Yisrael, where we all stand there together. It's an Achdus which really has no Mashal. And whatever Mashal doesn't do justice to the Nimshal of that Achdus. Now this idea of Har Sinai, Anech Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem Yisbarach gave over an Akud of Elokos to each and every Jew, is a very powerful repercussions and responsibility which comes with that, but of course many beautiful ta'elises and benefits, especially the Yom HaDin. The name Elimelech in Parshas Devarim has a piece where he speaks about this inyan called Kol Yisrael. And in the words of the name Elimelech, he writes, he's talking about this question of how can a Jew even think to make a yichud called yichud kutcher b'ruch hashemtech. Think about that. Whatever those words mean, it means something very big, very high. Otherwise, if it wasn't so big, we'd probably understand what it means. But we're told from the tzaddikim to say the shem yichud kutcher b'ruch hashemtech. Even if I know what it means, how am I expected to do such a thing? To be miyachid kutcher b'ruch hashemtech? It's like moving mountains. I'm supposed to be miyachid kutcher b'ruch hashemtech? That's the question he deals with. So he says, the tikkun to this is the mashakoyel atzvo in Klal Yisrael. When a Jew makes himself part of Klal Yisrael, he can do it. And these are the words: Ki yesh oydum hanirka Klal Yisrael. His lesson is: there's a world called Klal Yisrael. It's a world. The oydum hahu shalem b'lishum pgam, and that world is completely pure, wholesome, without any pgam. Why? Ki haklal Yisrael heim hatzadikim. Because Klal Yisrael as a whole, each person is a tzaddik, as it says. The amich kulam tzaddikim. The amich, but the am is kulam tzaddikim. But the prat may not be tzaddik, but the am is kulam tzaddikim. V'im kein, even therefore, af shehav pratim choytim lefamim, even though a person may, as a yachid, as a prat, may have chatayim, ava haklalus but mitzad haklal, tamid kayamim b'kdushasam. They always stand with their kedusha. V'ein satan v'ein pegara b'hem chalila. There's no satan and there's no pegara chalila. By klalus Yisrael. What we see from here, and he goes on to explain, that's why the Shem Yichud Kutcher B'ruch Hashemtech ends with the words B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Because the question is, who am I to the Shem Yichud Kutcher B'ruch Hashemtech? The answer is, because if you do it B'Shem Kol Yisrael, you can be Miyachid Kutcher B'ruch Hashemtech. Talmud HaMelech reveals this world to us called Kol Yisrael. In the very same place of which Chazal say, Kol Yisrael Yesham Chedek L'Olam Haba, that's because, as the pasuk goes on to say, we say in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, "Va'amich kulam tzaddikim." That's why Yishlam Chelik L'Olam Haba. It's because Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelik L'Olam Haba. There's a world called Kol Yisrael, which is because of the Amich kulam tzaddikim. This is going to be a very powerful point when it comes to Yom Hadin, what's going on in Rosh Hashanah. When we go back to the Isha Hashanamis and that story of Elisha to the Isha Shunamis, what can I do for you, to speak unto the king on your behalf, to the Sahasava, the Zayar says that that took place on Rosh Hashanah. And Elisha wasn't referring to the king of Eretz Yisrael or whatever. He was talking about the Melech Machem Lachem. How Hashem reveals himself as Melech on Rosh Hashanah. Should I speak to you on Rosh Hashanah, on your behalf, or speak to the Sahasava? That's a big favor. Isha Shunamis says no thing. Doesn't work for me. And the Zohar explains, if a person has to stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu as a prat, so Noam HaMelech says, lefamim a person is choytei mitzad a prat. But mitzad the klal, the amich kulam tzaddikim, that's the oilam of Kol Yisrael. And that's what she says, b'seich ami anechi yoshavis. My tshuva, my yoshavis, is the Kol Yisrael. I sit amongst my people. If I could blend, if I could be mevatel myself to Kol Yisrael, that's my schos and yomad. So now it's not just that we understand what's going on. It's a Rosh Hashanah de Gavar. It's a Rosh Hashanah, the Ge'etzam, the Yom Hadin, She's tapping into the world of Kol Yisrael. And Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek Olmava. If I could stay there, if I could be batel to Kol Yisrael, if I can make myself as an Am, an Ish Prati Mitzad Am, then I'm good. This Nakuda, which we're discussing, this world of Kol Yisrael, now that we've expanded it, the Seich Ami Anechi Yashaves, we can apply it elsewhere. What we're really touching upon is the Nakuda of Kol Yisrael of Eidim Zalada. Because aside from Kol Yisrael Yishav Chalik Olam Abba, which is that Eidim of Kol Yisrael, there's another Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael of Eidim Zalada. And where does that Arvis come from? That Arvis comes from Matan Torah, that Anechi Hashem Elokecha, which binds us together as one, that Olam of Kol Yisrael. And the Musig of Arvis is the Musig which belongs to Melech. But the reason why the Melech is Melech is because he's margish the Arvis that he has in Kol Yisrael. The Lashem of the Rambam is Lev Melech, Lev Kol Am. He's the glue which binds all of Kol Yisrael together. And the first person in Torah who we find who took a very strong stand when it came to Arvis, who patented the word Arvis in the Torah, which Chazal learned from here, the need of Arvis, was Yehuda. When Yosef wanted to snatch Binyamin, Yehuda stood up, and he told Yaakov Avinu to bring him down from Mitzrayim, Anochi Ervenu, I take responsibility for Binyamin. He was makabel upon himself Arvis, and because he accepted upon himself the Arvis for Binyamin, who was the lowest of all the Shvatim, he was the last to be born. Hashem says, I found my Melech. Yehuda is going to be Melech. Because that need of Arvis is a sin into a person's malchus. If you want Binyamin, you have to come through me. That's the need of which to find the malchus and Klaisim. We find, in fact, about the Torah brings a remez. Well, the Torah brings a remez when it comes to Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel, afterwards, Yehoshua says to Moshe, I hear voices coming down from below. What is that? Kol Anai Sanechi Shamea. Moshe says, I hear voices of Kol Anos, of pain. They didn't exactly know what was going on, but they knew it wasn't good. Kol Anai Sanechi Shamea. I hear a sigh. I hear a cry. I hear pain coming down from below. So the Valatorian brings a remez. He says, Kol Anai Sanechi Shamea is the Gematria Sheneharag Chur Ba'avdu Avodazar. Chur objected to the doing of the ego, and he was killed for that. But the reason why Chur stood up wasn't only because he was upset about the Avodah Zarah, it's because he was Margish the Arvis and Klal Yisrael. As a melech, as a leader, he had to object. That's the responsibility of the melech. And the reason why Chur felt that achrayus especially was because Chur comes from Yehuda. He's the son of Miriam, who married Kalev. And as a ben from Yehuda, he understood the midah of Anochi Yervenu, and he made a macha against the ego. Because that's the midah of Malchus. That when you see something going wrong, a person can't pat himself and say, it's not shaykh to me. That's like the mashal that the Talmud Galil gives. If a boat is sinking, just because you're in your little cabin, you can't say, no, it's all, that's the mashal of Talmud Galil for Arvis. We have to go back to our questions. Arvin lefanov kivnei marayim. Ve'anechi noisi lefnichem hayayim. And we'll just throw in another question. The Medrash says, Chazal tell us, that the 10 days of Aseret Yetzivah correspond to the Aseret Yetzivah. And that's not just stam a connection. It means that every day Befrat corresponds to that day. That means Leisachmu defines Yom Kippurim, because it's the 10th Dibra and it's the 10th day. But that means the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah correspond to Anochi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yihiyeh Lecha. How so? But the inyan is that the 8th on Rosh Hashanah is to enter into that world of Kol Yisrael, like the Isha Shunamis did when she said the Seich Ami Anochi Yashav. that world of place, call yourselves Amir Kulam Tzadik. So instead of working ourselves as trying to be a tzaddik mitzad the prat, what I could do for myself, a person, if he sees himself within the Shkoli, as himself in part of Klai Yisrael, the greater Klai Yisrael, he enters into that world of Klai Yisrael, that's his Yeshua. That's his Ir Miklat on Rosh Hashanah. And this is the inyan of Oyvim Lefan of Kivnei Mara. Why Oyvim Lefan of Kivnei Mara? Because what does it mean to come like sheep? A sheep doesn't have any yechidius. A sheep, one sheep has no value. You don't own one sheep. What would you have if you have one sheep? The whole value of the sheep is that if you have many, many sheep, you could sell it, you can make clothes out of it, but what are you going to get from one sheep? Nothing. In fact, even in Lashon HaKodesh, there's no word for more than one sheep. There's no word tzonim or tzonot, it's just tzon. Tzon means one sheep, or tzon can mean a million sheep. Tzon. Because it has no yechidius to it. And that's what Rashi says over there, Kivnei Maron, but the Gemara says, Kamarna, like sheep, Rashi says, Kikfasim Shemayin Isam La'asran. Like sheep, but you count to give ma'aser from them. You don't count one sheep at a time. Like if you have 10 sheep, then you give ma'aser. And that's the Koyach of Klai Yisrael. Each sheep by himself is not recognized as much as you have 10 yidden in the room, which brings on the Shechina La'asara. So each person comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a tzon, he sees himself as like a tzon. I don't have individuality when I come before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. I see myself as one tzon, l'gabi many tzon. That's how he sees himself. And this is the ending of Re'eh Anechim Esnechem Hayam. Regarding the question, why Noisim Lifneichem Hayam, Re'eh Lifneichem, what's the Re'eh Lifneichem? The answer is really it's Re'eh, it's a Yachid. But Moshe speaking to the Rabbi, when you say Re'eh Lifneichem, it's like the Yachid is saying, I've been mevatel myself to the Rabbi. It's a Lashon Yachid amongst the Lashon Rabbi. But what's Hayam? Zohar says, anytime you find in the Torah the word Hayam, it refers to Rosh Hashanah. Take a look at the Tzivat Tzanik and the Noyim, they go wild on this word Hayom. Atem Yitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Parshat Yitzavim for Rosh Hashanah, the Nesiv Hashem. Everybody talks about Hayom as Rosh Hashanah. We stand before Hashem the Mishpat. And the reason why we're referencing here Kol Yisrael Yivim Zol Azeh Hayom and Rosh Hashanah is because Moshe is about to introduce in the Inyan of Arvas. Har Grizim and Har Evo, the Gemara Sota says, that's where B'nai Yisrael Mekhala, the Inyan of Arvas, which is going to be talked about in Yitzavim, which is also Hayom. This is the Sugi of Arvas. And this is really symbolized by the Shofar. The Shofar, which is represents the Avodas Hayom, but also the Eitz of the Yom. If you take a look at the Shofar, what is the call of the Shofar? It's a Tkia, a Shvarim Tshuva, and a Tkia. A solid blast, a broken blast, and another solid blast. Why Dafka that way? Because it's a simon to the Inyan of Klal, Prat, to Klal. Tkiya is a solid blast, which represents the cloud. The pratim, the broken blast, represents the prat, which is divided. And then it comes back again at the end, cloud. What is a cloud, pratu cloud? It comes to say that there's a cloud, and there's pratim within the cloud which surrounds it. That the second cloud is not like the first cloud. The first cloud was the cloud without the pratim. Then there's the pratim. But when you come to the second cloud, it means the pratim within the cloud. You know what that's called? Call yourself a rainbow. That's what the Shofar represents. It represents the Inyan of Klal Yisrael. That's why by Matan Torah, when Hashem said, Anech Hashem Elokecha, it created Klal Yisrael Avivim Zavot. And if you don't believe me, it's a Medrash on this week's parasha. The Medrash says, it's really a Medrash Pliya, but had we started with it, it would have been a Pliya. And now that we went through the Sugya, it's going to fit right in. The Medrash says, first of all, in Parshas Yisrael, Anech Hashem Elokecha, Mikansh Klal Yisrael Avivim Zavot. Now we understand why. Hashem didn't just say Anoichi, he stuck Anoichi inside of us. It became Hashem Elokecha. Every Jew has it Anoichi. And that's what makes us the Ravens Ayisa. But what does it say in the Medrash Pliya in this week's parasha? Re'ei Anoichi, Anoichi Shebi'ash Seres Adivres, Shekol Yisrael Ravens Ayisa. It says it on that word, Re'ei Anoichi. That's the Anoichi of Seres Adivres. That's the Anoichi of Kol Yisrael Ravens Ayisa. My high here, because it's Rosh Hashanah. Re'ei Anoichi Nusim, Nechem Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. That's why it's here. It's the Mila Kol Yisrael Avivim Zol Azeh. And what you'll notice is that in each one of the psukim which we quoted, there was a theme. It may have gone slipped right by, but let's go back, you'll notice. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Anoichi Erevenu, V'seich Ami Anoichi Yoshaves, Kol Anois Anoichi Shamea. All the Anoichi. This is the Anoichi. Everything is talking about the Arvus. It's the Arvus and Rosh Hashanah. And that goes into explains to us why Davka, the 10 days of Aseret Mitzvah correspond to the Aseret Dibros. What does Rosh Hashanah, the first 2 days, have to do with Anoichi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yilecha? Here it is. It is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. It is Lo Yilecha. That's what Chur stood up for. He saw the Avodah Zarah. They would be Mevatel. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yilecha. He stood up. That was his Malchus. He felt the Kol Yisrael Levim Zalazeh. That's the need of Malchus. That's what Rosh Hashanah is, the day of Malchus. What that translates into our Avodah is that each person sees himself as a Melech. To be a Melech means Kol Yisrael Levim Zalazeh. You have to know what that means. Anoichi Avodah, the need of you. That's why B'derech Remez, if you take the word Shofar and you make a milui out of it, you spell it out. That's the Avodah Sayon. That's the call of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's the Shofar of Harsina. Shofar b'milui is Gematria. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazeh. Exactly. That's the milui of Shofar. That's the sound of the Shofar is. It brings Klal Yisrael together, the cloud part of Klal. It's the call to Klal Yisrael. Seich Am Yenechi Yashavis. The Am Yech Kulam Tzadikim went into that world of Kol Yisrael Yimzalazah. We also into that world of Kol Yisrael Yishim Chetor Yimzalazah. Oh, Yishim Zechav V'Nechtav V'Nechtav V'Chaim Tzayim Baruch.